This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We're taking your phone calls. Joey Gibson's popping in. Fresh off the heels of being arrested for daring to go to Portland. Proud Boys have been convicted in New York for defending themselves by a sycophantic jury that was told they were racist.
Well, if they're Nazis, then 15 years in prison.
But right now, we're going back to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in Michigan. Alex, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks so much for taking my call, Alex. What an honor to be a part of this legendary broadcast today.
Thank you, sir.
You're doing an amazing job exposing the hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water, mainly from China, the vaccines causing autism, the chemtrails, the human clones, the GMOs, Big Pharma dumping Prozac in the water, and, of course, the atrazine and BPA estrogen mimickers turning the frogs gay. And you have the solution if everyone went to InfoWarsStore.com and bought a water filter and the X2 and the bodies. Actually, there's a lot of studies on turmeric being able to get fluoride out of the brain.
Well, that's right. I mean, we just promote everything that's super good, and we're against everything that's super bad. So we like sunshine. We like green grass. We like Jesus. We like America. We like the Second Amendment. We like capitalism. We like the free market. We like liberty. And we don't like chemicals that sterilize us and kill us. And so that's why we're against this. I wouldn't say I'm a hero for harping on this. I just can't believe they've gotten away with this so long when they admit it's designed to literally sterilize us and kill us.
Exactly. And I know this is a little controversial, but cannabis has been shown to also reverse autism. Just something to throw out there. Of course, organic cannabis, none of the George Soros Monsanto pesticide crap out there. But also, spirulina is a good option, too, if you wanted to add that to the InfoWars store. Spirulina algae is another solution to get gunk out of your body. And I just want to throw this out there, Alex. If you need help with your InfoWars operation as a listener and fan, I want to do everything I can to support you. If you never ever need any help, I'll come down there to Texas. I'll pull a Ted Nugent and work for minimum wage. I don't care. I'm kind of a minimalist, so just throwing it out there.
Well, if we don't get the funding, we may have to do that down the road. But we've kind of got a lean, mean fighting machine right now, and it's not that we don't want help. It's just that we're trying to get it all developed and all set up. You know, I found a really, really funny meme page that a whole bunch of Alex Jones gay frog memes, and where Alex Jones is holding back the gay chemicals from everybody. No, folks, it's funny, but it's not. But at least it gets the information out to everybody to have a larger discussion. I appreciate your call. Let me give folks some viewer discretion is advised. We're going to put this up on TV screen for folks. This is from the CBC. And warning, this is gay frog rape photos and video. And I'm not being funny here. This is horny, confused cane toads are humping a python, says biologist. These cane toads pictured above on the back of a python in Australia, we're actually blind with lust, says the amphibian expert. And then it goes into how, again, this is happening more and more because they are dealing with all of the atrazine and the rest of it. But it's cute and fun to be gay now. And then of course, they just die. But getting serious, they try to make a joke out of all this. It's not funny. Here's CNN. Once in a while, being truthful, IQ scores are falling and have been for decades. New study finds. And again, the fluoride is on record as the main cause. Why do you think? Because these studies are always coming out. Why is it so big now? Why would Yahoo put it on the front page now? Because before they'd hide that. Because the study's also the same thing. I mean, it's conclusive. Like shooting yourself in the head with a gun isn't good for you. Probably will kill you at work. If you take cyanide, it's going to kill you. You take a lethal dose of cyanide, a gram of it, you're going to die. Well, you drink fluoride, you're going to have little bitty genitals, and it's going to eat holes in your brain. And you're going to be partially sterile. So why the hell are they doing it? because they're eugenicists who want you to be dumb so they can outcompete you. They're jerks. They're criminals. They're leftists. They're devil worshippers. They're child rapists. They're evil. I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Be part of Crush the Globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, give a normal man, just a regular person, not an anointed drag queen storytime person, tried to come into the park and ask your kid to sit on their lap, and the man wanted to talk to your six-year-old about how much fun oral sex is. They'd arrest him for soliciting abuse of the child. But when it's put in the library as a book of the wonderful experiences of adults who enjoyed men having sex with them when they were little kids, well, then it's endorsed by the Library Association. And if a man in the park wanted to give your child something that looked like it was pretty blue or pretty pink and had Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse or the Little Mermaid on the front of it, and then you found out that this would lower their IQ, give them a 7 to 50-fold increase in bone cancer that's exploded off the chart, and it's in all the studies right here, and lower their IQ, well, if you caught them doing that before the police got there, you'd beat their ass. And there isn't a grand jury in the country that wouldn't say, no, Bill. He may have knocked that guy's teeth out and broke his jawbone. But that's what you do to somebody soliciting your child. Catch him talking to your kid in the back fence about, hey, Junior, pull your pants down. You're going to like it. They get their ass kicked. But, oh, when they do it in the school and it's a big old fat man, now it's art. And when they give you that fluoride, that weaponized, you heard the guy calling earlier, he's right. The stuff they use at the oil refineries to break down oil, break down hard oil, and to separate it out, if you get a drop of it on you, it can kill you. And it's not even as strong as what they put in your water. When they dump hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water supply in Austin, they put on full body suits, and they're about 50 yards away. We've been there when they do it. And they turn it, and then they run around the corner. And they're still all going to die of cancer. So remember that they know what they're doing. And remember, it's a plan. And it's the people up on top. 100% of the FDA scientists, over 1,000 of them, signed petitions twice in the last 30 years, unanimously saying, pull it out of the water. Didn't do it, did they? Because there's a plan. Have you heard the lawyers sue over fluoride? I mean, it's way worse than glyphosate. Oh, no, no, no. Because it's not kosher. It's not acceptable. It's verboten. Forbidden. And it's all this big mind game. Because you don't want Forbes to write an article about you saying you're an evil, horrible man. Big cover story. Alex Jones is evil. He says fluoride increases cancer and lowers IQ, especially in boys and blacks, because he's a Nazi. But it was the Nazis put it in the water of the death camps because it made them more docile. But the Nazis gave it to people in the water way stronger than they put it in our water. They put it in there, not even as strong, though, as is in the candy-flavored toothpaste that everyone knows the kids swallow when mommy isn't looking. And then they get real quiet and just kind of fade out all day. And they get put in special ed because there's a chemical weapon eating their cerebral cortex. But it's got to be good to put in the tummy, because the Little Mermaid, who had her voice and her soul stolen like all those other slaves by the evil witch, and now she's going to get your kids. Just like the pedophiles will use a kid to lure kids to the van. I've got a puppy. I've got candy. Come to my van over here. But instead, it's the Little Mermaid. Oh, no, who else is going to help you get in the van? Oh, the little velociraptor. Or Mickey. Mickey Mouse. Oh, or the fruit explosion toothpaste. Tell the little primate. Oh, look, it's fruit. Eat it. Looks just like one of your yogurt tubes. Oh, but Junior can't read, though. Zoom in, please. Because on the back, tells you do not ingest it. And if you do, call poison control. We put that up on screen for folks. Type in the toothpaste warning. I'm going to go to your calls again. I appreciate you calling. This is kind of a big deal, because the question is, why is it suddenly being put in the news? Because they're moving on to 5G. Oh, hydrofluoric acid is a acid. It's a amped up molecule. It's electrical. They got something better. It's electrical. They going to microwave us with the 5G, baby. And they admit out of the gates it kills you. So everybody get ready to move on upstairs, because you're going to be dead. Whoa. You think you're going to cut the fluoride out? We going to kill your ass with 5G, baby. It's a lot of fun dying, isn't it? Horrible, excruciating deaths, and having those big old yellow fluoride teeth when they come out of your mouth when you're 5 years old, because mommy been dumping that HEB fluoride baby formula down your throat. Because it's the right thing to do. But we're not going to have four of us make fun of us. Howard E. Butts, good man from Baylor, dated my grandma some. Why, the head of HEB, the founder of HEB, if the government says drink fluoride, the baby gonna drink it. I say, give that baby. Now the eye's dimming now. Oh, you got a 70 IQ now. I give as you a gift. Say bye-bye, baby. Let's talk to Eric, California, worked for Water Municipality for 12 years. Fluoride testimony. Thanks for calling, sir.
Hey, what's up, Alec? Long time, first time.
What do you think of the broadcast?
Good, man. It's good. It's impactful again.
Is it on target? Is somebody that worked in this area?
Yeah, well, when I was 23, man, I started over there as a water operator here in the Bay Area. Not to get into details, but when I first was part of a delivery into our bulk storage tank, the inside of our tank was all, you know, it said poison and, like you said, skull and crossbones, this and that. And I wasn't familiar with it. So we had to put these Tyvek chem suits on and respirators. And I'm thinking, like, why are we putting all this on for something that we're putting into our water? So I looked it up a little bit. And my brother was already kind of hip to InfoWars. And he told me about it. He filled me in a little bit. I did a little bit more research. And then, boom, the light went on. And it came to me. And it's like, wow, I'm actually putting this stuff in the water firsthand. And there's these lids on top of our bulk storage tank that are all rusted out. All the plumbing, we have to go in there and change it out every 3 to 5 years, because once that stuff gets into the air, it starts eating away at everything. and you can.
But I mean, yes, it eats steel and concrete, but your child's brain, oh, that's different.
Yeah, so, I mean, and the guy who delivered the stuff, his hands were all beat up and mangled. His suit was just a mess, and it just goes to show that, you know, a lot of people don't realize what this stuff is. And I even asked a customer one day, why do you know about Florida in the water? Oh, it's the greatest thing. It's widespread. I said, I would think twice about it and go do some research. And of course, she lived in the country club. She didn't know any better. And
because she's in the country club. Why, we run the country and there's nothing wrong here. Just drink it up.
Yeah, well, hopefully she came across this article today and she realized the conversation she had with me about 5 or 6 years ago. And she thinks twice about it. But, hey, man, keep doing what you're doing, Alex. And
brother, you keep doing it. You're just as important as I am or more. So don't ever forget that. I mean that. You're more important than InfoWars. Because without you, there's nothing. Remember that. By the way, it is true that... Sorry, sir, go ahead.
The first T-shirt I bought was that InfoWars T-shirt, the InfoWars fluoride shirt, the one that has poison. And I got.
We're going to bring that shirt back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The New York Times, Forbes, CNN, and hundreds of other publications, literally, it's more than that, have come out and attacked me for saying fluoride causes bone cancer, massive reductions in IQ, and massive decreases in fertility. It's one of the most studied chemicals in world history. They've known what it does for 200 years because they had to deal with it in chemical manufacturing production. The only thing studied more would be something like mercury or lead. And they knew 200 years ago that people that worked with lead or mercury were mad as hatters. The guys that made hats would stain it with mercury. Think about that. Your calls are coming up next segment. Joey Gibson's been kind enough to join us. He's the founder of the Patriot Prayer March. He just saw a bunch of bullies 3 years ago beating up men, women, and children. They tried to have gun rallies, property rights rallies. Antifa would show up all over the Pacific Northwest down to California. And famously, Pelosi was out there supporting them in San Francisco, and they attacked even their own crowds. Even the liberals that came out got attacked by them. They're such meth head scum. Well, now we've seen them attack children, attack people with hammers, and even AP. I've got the headline here somewhere. I showed it yesterday. Admitted that the Patriots were peaceful and that the Antifa was violent even after the Proud Boys left. But Joey Gibson, he got arrested. He got arrested for being there months before and simply doing nothing. They said inciting a riot because when Antifa was threatening him, he stood his ground. Remember what Chris Cuomo said? He said, the Covington kids are bad because they stood their ground. When a man came over with people yelling that they were going to kill them and genocide them because they were white and beating a drum in their face when they were just there to pick up a bus, give them a bus. So the mob surrounds our guests, Joey Gibson, and now they're trying to put him in jail, and it's a perfect time to have him on because Proud Boys, Maxwell Hare, and John Kingsman, we already showed the footage first hour when Gavin McGinnis joins us, founder of the Proud Boys. They follow him out of their event. The police escort ends, just like Antifa always does. They try to attack him near their cars. They simply fight back. It's a 15-second scrap. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 2. Nobody got their teeth knocked out. And they're facing 15 years. One of them is already on Rikers Island, where they hold people from the mafia, hitmen. So this is the new crime. Joey Gibson, strange days, my friend, but congratulations on keeping your chin up and you guys not being violent in the face of those pigs.
Yeah, the organizers, Joe Biggs and Enrique, did a really good job. I'm really impressed. They were committed to avoiding the violence. They understood that the media is going to use that against us. Shoot, they probably arrest a bunch of people for defending themselves. You know, I got arrested for not even being violent, like, you know, standing on the sidewalk and getting pepper sprayed. I mean, talk about civil rights. Like, you know, people have been kind of, you know, haven't really been paying attention to Antifa that much. They like watching the videos, but they think it's just a bunch of gangs fighting in the streets, so people don't pay attention to it. But now, you know, this should really wake people up, especially what you're talking about with the two Proud Boys in New York. They didn't do anything wrong. We shouldn't be sending these people to prison. It's very important to understand that Antifa is allowed to go on the streets with batons, like literally with no masks on, right? So you can identify them, take it to the cars, right? Block traffic, like literally start riots, and they don't charge them at all, ever.
And you look at them attacking people with hammers, blooding people inside vehicles, doing all this. You guys don't even fight back. And a lot of the media said that you were the bad guys. AP actually got it right, which was pretty amazing.
So when you read through the headlines, most of them say Proud Boys clash with Antifa, or far left clashes with far right and everything. But, you know, they don't have any film to show. All they show is Antifa fighting with the police, or Antifa beating on a random guy and his daughter, right? So they're really trying to manipulate things. And I know that you talk about this, but it's important for people to understand that this is like exactly what China does. You know, they manipulate the culture. They just repeat it over and over and over again until people believe it. People believe that I'm some far-right extremist. They believe that I'm racist. And they believe that I have hate speech. But they can't find one piece of evidence. This is the world we live in. And I know you understand, Alex. You got to deal with it more than anybody. But you know, I just wish people would do the research. Open your eyes. Let's pull people out of the matrix. Come on now. Like, let's go wake up, United States. Like, this is our freedom that is under attack. And all you can think about is that everything is racist. That's it. That's it.
Well, look at the footage of this girl that could be no more than 10 or 11 and with her dad. And they, again, if you watch the whole footage, there's 20 minutes of it. They follow them while they're trying to get to their car. He wasn't there looking for trouble. He came out to exercise free speech. And they wait like cowards, and then they're even attacking her. She got tasered, but the taser didn't go in. They threw mace on him, pepper spray. I mean, this is just, imagine if a Republican or a Proud Boy was doing this to somebody. A huge horde of white meth heads, and I'm just, because they keep saying everybody's racist, it's almost all white people, chasing down a white guy and his daughter. I mean, if radio listeners can't see this, it's on InfoWars.com. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is what I tell reporters all the time. I said, because everyone keeps talking about the white supremacist movement, the white nationalist movement. And I say, listen, if there's 1,000 white supremacists running through the streets, beating up people on the left because of their speech, like, I would be there to stand up for the Democrats. I would be there to stand up for the liberals. I don't understand why it's so hard for the left to disavow Antifa. Like, are you that afraid, or do you just believe that their behavior is okay? Because these guys are literally acting like how racists treated black people back in the day. Like, it's identical. They're acting like how Nazis want to treat Jews. So it's just amazing that everything they say they're against, that's how they're acting.
It's like that. What was that show? It was an MTV show back when they still had some good shows, a comedy. And it's the Nazis sitting around going, we're wearing black uniforms. We have skulls on. Maybe we're the baddies. And if you look at them, they are so bad and so villainous. And so cowardly, attacking women, children, people in wheelchairs. I noticed they don't ever want to attack big guys like you, unless you have like a club or something. They still get their ass kicked. But they target women and children, or like a little gay Asian dude.
Yeah, absolutely. And they love to target minorities. Because I have a guy that goes down to school down in one of the two-year universities in the Bay Area by UC Berkeley. That's where the professor who used the bike lock, that's where he taught. This kid that came out of school said they kicked him out for so-called racism, even though he's Indian. He said they specifically target conservatives who are of color. So they're literally racist. Like, they're literally trying to find people of color or people that, who are
Bullying. They're bullying and telling people what they can do. And there's also footage of white guys calling black guys racial terms because they're cops. And, yeah. I mean, they don't even believe in borders, police. And they, of course, they do. They want full control. Let's play this audio as we go to break. Here it is. Some names, and they're truly the scum of the earth. Joe, we're going to break. We'll come back and take some calls with you on a whole subject, a whole bunch of subjects. But one word to define Antifa. I want to get your take on that. We come back. Patriot-prayer.com. Joey Gibbs is our guest. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com. If you don't share these links, nobody will. It's not just on my shoulders. I'm just telling you. You are the resistance. You are everything. And if you don't take action, we're going to lose. If you take action, we're unstoppable.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWorks.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah.
recently, President Trump launched a new offensive against progressives by drawing attention to the decrepit state of major leftist-run cities. Wonder where he got that idea from, but forget about Baltimore. If Baltimore was a toilet, L.A. would be a 500-acre landfill. L.A. can truly lay claim to the accolade of being king of the holes. There are now an estimated 60,000 homeless people living on the streets of L.A. That's a 75% rise in homelessness since 2012.
Did you ever see I Am Legend?
Yes.
Okay, remember when all the f***ing crazy zombie people are running at once?
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you, you can't believe the volume.
To illustrate the homeless problem, look at this comparison between 2015 and 2017. Look at the increase in trash and tents in a period of little over 2 years. And what's the mayor's solution? To paint murals of homeless people, because painting a mural of people who can't afford... When she starts rolling
to leave. I stepped on my headset cord and broke it, so I had to find a new one. Sorry, we're getting back late here, but that's part of Paul's L.A. is a you-know-what hole. And why is every area run by Democrats either collapsing or in a stage of collapse? Austin used to be awesome. Now it resembles a toilet bowl in many areas, and crime's going up. We're going to go to calls here in a moment with Joey Gibson, who, again, marches all over the West Coast mainly, but he's also gone and covered what's happening in Hong Kong. Why do you think everywhere they're in control degenerates so fast?
One of the things, too, is, you know, the big government is about bringing as much money as you can, right? So they convince the folks to bring in a bunch of taxes. But then they don't want to use that money to go clean up the streets and clean up their problems, right? They want to use that money to go to special contracts or wherever that money goes. I always tell people this, that, you know, they go up on that grandstand and say, hey, we need raises for teachers, right? So they increase taxes, and like 5% of it goes to the teachers, 95% of it disappears to a bunch of different, you know, special interests.
How bad do you think it's going to get, and when do you think Trump is going to declare them a terrorist organization? Because I'm all for free speech, but when you organize and say your mission is to stop other people's speech using violence and to make them politically submit to you, that's the textbook definition of terrorism.
As soon as he gets evidence that there's money coming in from outside the country, as soon as he gets evidence, you know, that certain organizations like CARE that work hand in hand with Antifa, as soon as he gets evidence that the Chinese are involved in this, I think that's when he can push really hard on it. Because we literally have outside forces of this country that are funding and pushing this division in our country, especially with the media. The media is not owned by this country, all right? Let's make that very clear. And the media overwhelmingly supports Antifa or is completely silent on their behavior, right? They don't. It's just unbelievable how much they justify their behavior. Just like that lady who went on national television on CNN and was saying that Trump sided with the Nazis instead of siding with the peaceful protesters, which she was referring to Antifa. So, like you said, it's clown world.
They do it over and over again. I want to get you back on later this week to give us your take on Hong Kong. We're going to have some reporters that I'm talking to over in Hong Kong, they're going to be popping in, because the word is that is heating up very, very quickly. I've been talking to some of the British connected folks in the government. You know, there's obviously a couple different factions over there, and we're going to be looking at that very, very soon. Joey Gibson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Joey Gibson. I promised to get to your calls, so I appreciate you holding. We're going to get to everybody now before this hour ends, or we're going to go into the next hour to take care of it. But Mike Adams is loaded for bear, as always. A lot of other news I haven't hit yet that I also want to try to cram in with Mike, so I'll probably just co-host with him some, though I have a dental appointment today. NPR reported that all my teeth were knocked out when I was a teenager because I was tied up by children I bullied and taken to a field, and all my teeth were knocked out. I just always loved that. I offered to go have my teeth looked at that I've never had a tooth knocked out, and they did not do it because they're a pack of criminal liars. And again, then they run with that in hundreds of articles about my ethos that I'm a bully. No, you, the left, are a bunch of pedophile-backing, Islamic-backing scum. It's unbelievable. And you always want to get into countries that have some semblance of freedom. Because next time I'm going to play a clip of it. Tlaib crying and saying my grandmother couldn't get into Israel for health care. She's not an Israeli citizen. But Tlaib says, we need open borders, everyone come here, free stuff. But you can't come to that fat ass's house. and ask her to give you some money. She won't. It's like Maxine Waters buys a book from a homeless woman who's trying to help Skid Row, acts like she's done a good job, and smiles like she's this good, great person. She's a sociopath, probably a psychopath, doesn't know how dumb it looks, and then goes, I need change for my 20. I need $10. You should have given her the whole 20, you stupid witch, or said, I'm going to take you to Congress for a tour. We're going to promote what you're doing and try to get some, you know, private citizens there to help. But no, instead, she just, I'm helping everybody. We're going to play that next hour. That's a cue to get the video. And you know, waving the money around, that's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. This is all rivetingly poignant stuff that really illustrates the type of nutcases we're dealing with. I mean, I couldn't imagine talking to a woman trying to pull the homeless out and publish her own book and living on the street. She's trying to provide tents for people and mental health with the money she made off the book. And Maxine Waters wouldn't give her $20 for it and smiles and goes, look how good I am. I'm helping. Yeah, how many, what'd your husband steal? $30 million, was it? In two different swindles? A taxpayer money right to his own damn bank? But look, I'm going to give this lady $10. I'm so nice. What a freakazoid, man. Fake as a $3 bill. Okay, back to the calls, my friends. I just ranted a whole other segment, didn't I? No. Oh, no, but Joey was on with us. Who should we go to? Who's been holding the longest here? Jefferson's been holding the longest. Jefferson in Virginia, you're on the air. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you for letting me on, Alex.
Thank you for calling. Are you kidding?
Ah! Joey Gibson and the Proud Boys are in a bind because they get over-prosecuted for simply protecting themselves. The president and AG Barr need to step in on this and say, this is ridiculous that these people get charged and sometimes convicted of things they didn't even really do.
Exactly. We need the FBI to go for an indictment of the day-long threats and harassment for 2 days that stopped them in a bunch of venues. They finally get a venue. They come and promise to kill the cops, attack them. Then the cops have to leave them alone, and then they get attacked, and then they go to jail.
Yeah, it's gotten nuts. I mean, I'm no fan of what happened in Charlottesville, but that guy, James Fields, he got convicted of first-degree murder, like he planned to kill Heather Heyer.
Yeah, premeditated.
Right. That's ridiculous.
He freaked out with him beating on the car, and then she had a heart attack and died. It's very sad. Then they sued me, saying I said that the cameraman killed her. No, I said the left came in with all their people to clash with this. A lot of those Nazis were staged. That's come out to create a melee, hoping something bad happened. But then they're like in court going, Jones says this man himself killed the. I mean, it's just crazy. And it's all this racism thing. Same reason they put the Proud Boys in jail. 15 years, Rikers Island is what they're facing. Because they told the jury, they're a KKK group. And the jury went, oh. And didn't even care that they showed it wasn't true. They wanted to prove they weren't Nazis. So it's the same thing with this judge in Virginia. I mean, literally, they just go in there and they say, Jones says that that the same people at this event did the stuff in Ukraine. We didn't say that. We say Soros funded both groups, which he did. Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you. Don't hang up, Jefferson. Everybody else's calls coming up. Woo!
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maxine Waters. It's one thing to hear me talk about her at Skid Row, but if you're a TV viewer, radio listeners will hear her voice, but if you see her, you just really pick up on, she's so proud, just like she won the blue ribbon. She's such a good person, and she's doing this good deed, even though it's the blue cities where the people are doing so bad, where they set it up to bring in people and to cater to the drug addicts and all of it to create as big an eyesore as they can to get more funding. She knows damn well what she's doing, and she's such a greedy monster that swindles taxpayers for decades, hundreds of millions of dollars, her husband 30-plus million in two different scams that they admit. But because she's black, they don't dare indict her. It's incredible how the left operates. So here she is on Skid Row. But let me tell you, the camera cannot pick up how disgusting Skid Row is and how out of control it is, and the drug dealers openly flipping the cops off 150 yards from the police station. That's where it's at. And now we're getting Skid Rows in Austin. They're legal anywhere and everywhere, including your front yard, but not at city council. Just like the EU exempts its own bureaucrats from EU taxes. Yes, you can't make that up. These people are incredible. So here's Maxine Waters.
Okay, I'm Maxine Waters, and I'm here, and I'm with
Stephanie Arnold Williams,
and she's so creative. She set up a really nice environment here, but she's got all these educational books, and guess what? I just bought the book on Lance and his book, $10. I need change.
I need 10. By the way, I need a lot more than $10, and we're going to do your calls. I'm going to explain this. I can run this place for a year. But that's a year. If I don't order more product, I can run us for a year at our current operations and maybe even expand some. But then in a year, we'll have to shut this place down, and I'll still reach everybody, and it'll be big. It's just that it'll be a crew of 10 people and a crew of 50. We do a lot of stuff behind the scenes, a lot of stuff you don't know about, a lot of things that a lot of projects we funded over the years, and I really can't even do that anymore. But we can see our projects doing very well. Some projects I funded 100%, some projects I funded 30%, but we've done a lot. And I wish back in the day, before they cut us off so many places, that taking all our sponsors away with all the harassment, that I made more money and sorted up. I didn't. And so, again, we've got David Knight in the morning doing a great job. You've got my broadcast you're watching and listening to. We've got The War Room. We've got a couple new shows starting in September. I'm not going to announce those yet. But there it all is. And word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. They're all admitting that the water's full of deadly poisons. Not just the glyphosate, but the fluoride, lowering IQ, all of it. People are suddenly ordering more filters from us. Yeah. So it's a win-win. And we also have a new film that I'm in. A lot of other folks are in. It's You Can't Watch This. It's won a whole bunch of big film awards. And, of course, it's good to have this in your library because nowadays they're taking everything offline. So it's good to have original books. It's good to have DVDs. It's good to have things that you can copy and share with others. So You Can't Watch This. Very powerful film. Won major awards. Alex Jones, Gavin McGinnis, Paul Joseph Watson, Tommy Robinson, and Laura Loomer. And look at those names. Laura Loomer's totally banned. Tommy Robinson's banned everywhere. He's in jail for free speech exposing pedophile rings. Paul Joseph Watson's a hunted man. Gavin McGinnis, all the stuff there. I mean, that's where we've gotten here, ladies and gentlemen. And I like my belly hanging out. I've lost 10 pounds since then, but it doesn't matter. It's a good film, and people should get it and donate to local libraries. And that way you reach more folks. I mean, it can go right alongside the pedophile books at the local library, teaching six-year-olds how much it is fun to meet men at parks and be driven off in vans. I'm not kidding. We covered that yesterday. Again, the bottom's broken out, folks. Hell is here, but we are here to counter it. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. Okay, who was I talking to? Jefferson in Virginia. Go ahead and make your points. Thanks for holding.
Thanks again, Alex. On the funding front, I'm pretty sure you can turn the script around on Obama and the leftists here. He set up the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act right before he left office, and there's money in there in the Global Engagement Center for people like you to get funded from the government with grants, not a loan. It's just a grant for doing what you do. You just have to categorize all disinformation that you can recognize in media. You already do that.
You know, that's a good idea, but, you know, the center was created to counter me, so I don't know if the directors of that are going to go along with that.
Well, the president is not the king of the country, but he is the king of the executive branch, and he can direct them to do what he wants them to do in the executive branch. So,
by the way, Jefferson, get his name and number for the weekend show I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start doing it, and other weekends it'll be other hosts, but where we have guest callers on that co-host together. I think you should be one of those guys, Jefferson. You got a great voice, and I can tell you're pretty smart. What line of work are you in?
I'd rather not say. But when your caller yesterday, Stuart, was a great caller. Your discussion with him was fantastic. And you touched on another solution, which was the comprehensive annual financial reports. Stuart didn't want to talk about it, but you should speak about it more often. There's $80 trillion sitting around in those funds that they're hiding from us in a second set of books. And you know about it, and I know about it.
And that's a subject. You know, we need to revisit all those subjects that I covered hundreds of times, but then just I kind of drop it like a dog finally drops a dead squirrel that's got in its mouth. But all those old subjects that are so critical, I think we should go back and cover again. What do you think?
Yeah, I think if we want to expand our audience, we have to go back to the basics of what we made ourselves into here. You know, they call us propagandists, they call us disinformation people, but what we're trying to do is make people aware of what the big scam is, and it's clearly going on, and if we want more people to tune in to what we're saying, we got to go build on the foundation.
I hear you. Well, hey, if you want to be part of that show, I've told my crew we've got to start it within the next 2 weeks. I keep saying I'm going to do it. I still come in every weekend and do shows. So we're intending to launch Saturdays, I think. I think the best time would probably be in the afternoon. And that way people that, you know, want to go out at night can still go out at night, but we can do it live and then archive it for people to watch Saturday night and just have a roundtable discussion each week with like five or six callers, maybe have a group of 20 people we have that we rotate through, and I just think it'll be something really, really exciting. Thank you so much for the call. God bless you. That guy's smart. Get his name and number if he wants to do the show. All these callers are smart. That's why we're taking them, but these are really smart callers today. Who's been holding the longest? Next. That would be Brian in Texas, and then we'll go to Chris and others. Brian, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I live here in Austin. I've called before. I used to work in music and rock and roll and all that. I wanted to say yesterday, I got an InfoWars original for you. We want to use a music analogy for the current political situation that also gets into what you were talking about today with the chemicals and the additives and everything, that these clown world Democrats, you know, you hosted the show. We know what it is. They're like the goofball pop stars in American Idol, begging for Simon Cowell's approval, while Trump is the greatest punk rocker of all time, you know, recording his own records, booking his own tours, playing what people want. He exists outside the system. He's the president, but he's not the man, right? It's the same thing.
You can also use the Elvis and the Led Zeppelin analogy, because anybody that knows rock history, they wrote their own book. They called the shots, and pretty much nobody else ever did. Even the Beatles couldn't really call their own shots.
No, very few of them do. And even if they have the ability to, there's other factors in play. And so when you had all the stuff on the desk today, you know, all the different mouthwashes and all that, it's the same thing. You don't have to get Crest and Colgate just because it's on the shelf in the store. There are other options. There, you know,
but you've got to seek. You've got to seek those options out.
Absolutely. So it's just don't go with the flow. No matter what you do, where you are, don't go with the flow. And everything. You made a comment earlier about why do these people think the gay thing's so great? Hey, there was an old Chris Rock joke. If everyone had a gay cousin, he was gay before he knew who gay was. You were playing basketball and he was skipping rope. If it's a natural thing, God bless you. But all these people that, oh, it's so liberal, it's so enlightened, they do this as a substitute for a personality. They can't stand on their own 2 feet, so they do that identity politics.
Well, that's it. Plus, exactly, they've added a leftist, globalist position onto the identity of being gay, so of course they want you to now be gay. And really, it's about not having children depopulating. If people don't want to have kids, that's their issue. I'm not saying they're bad. That's a total issue of whatever. Some people can't have kids. So to act like the country that's been the most open and liberal towards everybody is the bad country, when America's led the way in empowering people, they're using our strength against us. God bless you. I appreciate your call.
Hey.
But I'm telling you, the LGBTP community now is pedophilic. It's evil. And I will oppose it. I will absolutely oppose it. I mean, I oppose Jeffrey Epstein trying to have sex with 10-year-old girls. Believe me, they got younger than that. And I oppose, you know, some pervert homosexual who wants to have sex with a little boy. It's disgusting, and it's evil. Keep your damn hands off the kids, or we're going to hang you from the neck till dead. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number 4, your calls, Mike Adams and more.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.